Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Restrictions apply.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
I love stupid thief stories. They're one of my favorites.
Ooh.
Bad heist movies.
Yeah. Wait, there are bad heist movies?
No.
What's the worst heist movie?
Fast and Furious.
Boy, that's going to be controversial. There's like 800 of them.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Which one? The original?
The original.
Do you think the original is? I thought the original was okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Jordana Brewster. Shouts to you.
Maybe Too Fast, because that one doesn't have the old Vin Diesel in it.
I'll say Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is not great either.
They don't steal anything, though, do they?
My time.
And plus, they put that one all out of order chronologically in it, too.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. But the first one is they're stealing DVDs out of semi-trucks, and the semi-truck drivers have, they're taking the law into their own hands.
Yeah, dude.
And then by number 9, they're going to space.
Well, I mean, which that's when it gets fun.
See what I'm talking about?
That's a good heist movie. Stealing stuff in space? Yeah. Mm.
Yes, don't. Family.
Family.
We steal the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, those movies are all guilty pleasures at the rest house.
Oh, look, I'm not saying they're not fun to watch, but I went back and watched that. Who's Vince, the guy with the mesh shirt?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that dude. That's the reason I'm just the harpoon gun.
Yeah,
and it's they're grabbing a hold of it, a Honda Civic that weighs 1,200 pounds. This truck that's hauling 6 pallets. That's the other funny thing. It's 6 pallets of DVDs. What does that weigh? 40 pounds?
Maybe. I don't know. You don't know what those on those DVDs. The greatest stuff ever.
Oh, probably. But also the funny part is if you tried doing that now, all these truckers are 400 pounds and driving naked. It's terrifying. They don't need to carry guns. You try to get in the cab with them, it's
400 pounds and driving naked.
Have you not seen there's people of Walmart.
Our algorithm, oh, dude, wildly different.
Truckers of truck stops.
Oh, boy.
These masses of humanity that get out of the driver's seat.
No.
Just, I can only imagine that smell.
No, I'm out.
That cab must smell like cabbage.
I'm out. Nope.
What if it smelled like butter? Because that's what was stolen from, this is Ontario, Canada. The Peel region, $60,000 worth of butter.
Oh, man. Okay. I am really everybody says, Canadians, they are so nice. Mm. I think their criminals are actually nice, too, because we've talked about this before. If you've ever watched the series on Netflix, Heist, I believe is what it's called.
Yeah.
Again, not good at these things. Watched an entire movie. Mm-hmm. Had no idea what the name of the movie was. I was way off. So don't. I think it's called Heist. Yeah. But like one of them is the Pappy Van Winkle.
Which, again, not a dumb thing to steal.
Yeah. There's another installment of that. On that same series, Heist, about a maple syrup heist Canada.
Which, unlike Pappy Van Winkle, which you can, like, because it's single source and very limited, you can artificially jack up the price.
Yeah.
Maple syrup flows like water in Canada.
Yeah.
It's their national export.
Well, to the point where they have, like, a syrup reserve. They have, like, a Fort Knox of syrup that they're like, no, I've got to control the flow of it.
Yes, 100%.
Can't have it.
I'm not joking.
And so they have, like, this thing about the height on this show. They called it the maple syrup heist of the century. As if there's another maple syrup heist this century.
I hope there is.
Nobody knows. But over several months between 2011 and 2012, nearly 3,000 tons of maple syrup valued at $24.1 million were stolen from a storage facility in Quebec. So I don't know. Maybe this is just a continuation. And there's going to be like the world's greatest pancake feed. If you're going to steal 3,000 tons of syrup, you need a truckload of butter for it.
I'm connecting the dots here. Oh my God, you're right.
I'm connecting the dots here.
So here's the thing.
Either that or somebody really loves pound cake.
Well, they're trying to throw me off the scent. Mm. They're trying to throw me off the scent and be like, you know, if we stagger these enough, what we can do
nobody will notice. Though? Like $60,000 worth of butter. Who are you selling it to?
You're not. Well, the black market IHOP, of course. I mean, why do you think they can keep prices so low?
Like,
I mean, cost is going up everywhere else except for that pancake. It's big pancake stealing.
Denny's is reintroducing like the 2-4-6-8 menu.
How amazing would that be if it's like Denny's for years?
Is the Waffle House like a mafia now? Yeah. Like they're trying to cut off IHOP in the knees by stealing butter?
You're damn right. You could get those costs down. Could you imagine that though? Nobody ever saw it coming.
The wages have gone up.
Yeah.
Butter prices have skyrocketed.
Rent has gone up. How do they keep the prices low? They've been stealing truckloads of butter from Canada.
In 2024, police say a nearly 135% increase in butter theft compared to 2023.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Have you been to a grocery store lately? Have you seen these egg prices?
No. They're down a little bit.
They're down a little bit. They're coming back down.
It was $7 for my carton of brown eggs last week.
Yeah.
It was $12 2 weeks ago, which I wanted to strangle somebody. But as far as grocery stores, I very rarely go into grocery stores anymore. I have evolved to the delivery.
Oh.
I will pay the $8. Well, I have the yearly membership or whatever through my grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
The hour plus of time that it saves me is worth the $8. It's worth it to me.
See, I don't want somebody else picking up my produce.
That's a great point.
That's fair.
Dude, they'll screw that up. And then when they do the substitutions, get out of here with the substitutions.
I will say, I have not had a produce issue. They've done well with the produce. Where I run into it is the dates on meat.
Oh.
Like, you know, when you buy the pack of chicken thighs. I don't want the packets going bad tomorrow.
Yeah.
Give me the one with like 3 or 4 days, dog, so I have some time to cook it.
Yeah, well, throw it in the freezer. You're good.
We got to thaw it back out. But anyways, butter theft up 135%, which is hilarious because they're tracking this. Two, there's 180 similar incidents being reported. They've launched a
lot of Denny's, a lot of Waffle House.
The service to launch Project Flaherty to address the thefts. I don't know what Flaherty has to do with it. And is Flaherty like butter in Irish?
Mm. I don't know.
But they arrested three suspects, a 22-year-old, a 23-year-old, and a 28-year-old.
What are their names?
Vivijit Singh, Sukhmander Singh, and Dawal Sidhu.
I was expecting a Butter McButterface.
Yeah. Well, I was just cross-referencing this with the maple syrup thieves.
Well, there's also additional.
Dick Valavery, Ray Valavery, Etienne St-Pierre, Avik Karen, Sebastian Jurtas.
So you've got the French here and what appear to be the Indian here. Yeah. So maybe they, this is like the French mafia and Indian mafias.
Well,
we got going.
They need to get Inspector Michael Gavreau on this. Boy, these are the most Quebec names ever.
Detective Clouseau.
Yeah, Inspector Michael Gavreau. Interesting.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, they got him. We can sleep easy knowing that our butter's going to be safe.
They haven't got it all, but this is an interesting spot to wrap it up. Because, man, again, $60,000 worth of butter. How do you store that? Like, think about what $60,000 worth of butter looks like. If you're talking about a walk-in fridge, I'm not talking about at home. I'm like talking like a big like wholesaler's walk-in fridge.
Yeah,
$60,000 worth of butter. You can imagine wholesale. That's probably like 50 pallets.
Well, I'm just going with like you know like the chest freezers.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody uses them to store bodies in their garage, Danny. You could probably fit a lot of butter in there.
Look, I'm just telling you right
now. You know what I'm saying?
You don't store them. You dispose of them.
That's where we keep like the frozen corn dogs and popsicles and stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Also, freezing butter's weird.
60,000 pounds of butter, maybe.
Not pounds. $60,000 worth of butter.
Oh, 60. How many pounds is that?
That's what I'm trying to do the rough math on that.
Well, are we talking wholesale or retail?
That's I'm going wholesale. Boy,
see?
Because a pound is about $6 here.
Well, it depends on what you're buying.
But that's retail. So yeah. If you, give or take.
I have no, that's something, like you guys are talking about this. I'm like, I have no idea how much the butter I buy weighs. Yeah. How much is.
You buy it by the pound.
You do?
That box is a pound.
How much could one banana cost? $10?
Yeah. But I think my butter cost, to be specific, I think it was like $4.39, which was what I paid for it like 2 or 3 days ago.
All right.
And if you're saying wholesale's probably what, 60% of that?
Sure.
Yeah, so fair. $2. So if it's $60,000, you're talking about 30,000 of those.
Hot damn. It's pretty
30,000 pounds of butter.
Yeah. Again.
Like that's a lot of butter.
Y'all are thinking in the granular. This is big picture thing. Mm. Connect the dots to the maple syrup.
Well, this is how you make the connections. You have to have the facility to house 30,000 pounds of butter.
Yeah.
And if you're finding that alone will narrow down like what you're looking for. Mm. If you're also going, hey, that same facility also would house 50,000 pounds of syrup. Now you're narrowing down your facilities even more. So if you're trying to locate the headquarters, there's only so many buildings mm-hmm. in the province of Peel that you could narrow this down to. So now I'm doing real police work.
I am.
Is there a Bisquick factory nearby?
Look, and then the amount of power necessary for the refrigeration, that also narrows it down.
I hope these guys are all just Robin Hood in this thing. Yeah. And it's like they stole all this butter and they're just handing out sticks of butter. Can you imagine just driving down the street and they just throw you out a stick of butter? I'd be like, I don't even know what to do with this. I'm going to throw this away. I wouldn't trust that butter.
Yeah, it's
I don't
not
know
sealed.
Where this butter's coming from.
It's not sealed.
No.
Just in that little paper wrapping.
Wow. All right.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Sinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.